You are listening to The White Show, a podcast that teaches you the things you may not know about history. My name is Keegan, and this is episode 1 of Native American War Leaders. Today, we're going to go back in time to the year 1840, which is when Tesunkey Witko, also known as Crazy Horse, was thought to have been born. No one really knows when he was born, but many sources say he was born between 1840 and 1845. He was born in Shan'on, which means among the trees, in the spring of 1840. He was born to parents from two bands of the Lakota Division, his father being Oglala, whose name was also Crazy Horse, but later changed it to Worm so Crazy Horse Jr. could carry on his name, and his mother, Amini Konjo. Crazy Horse lived in a Lakota camp along with his younger half-brother Little Hawk, in a state which is now present-day Wyoming. In 1854, Lieutenant John Lawrence Grattan and 29 other U.S. troops entered the village with the intent to arrest a Amini Konjo man for stealing and killing a Mormon immigrant's cow. What they didn't know was that the cow had wandered into their camp, and after some time, someone butchered it and passed the meat out among the people. When the soldiers fatally shot Chief Conquering Bear for the crime, the Lakota people returned fire, killing all 30 soldiers, as well as a civilian interpreter in what was later called the Grattan Massacre. Crazy Horse also participated in several famous battles of the Black Hill War on the Northern Great Plains, among them the Fetterman Flight in 1866, in which he acted as a decoy, and the Battle of the Little Bighorn in 1876, in which he led a war party to victory. He hoped to end encroachment by white American settlers on Native American territory and to preserve the traditional way of life that the Lakota people once had enjoyed. In September 1877, 4 months after surrendering to the U.S. troops under the supervision of General George Crook, Crazy Horse was fatally wounded by a bayonet-wielding military guard while allegedly resisting imprisonment at Camp Robinson, which is now known as Nebraska. Crazy Horse was just one of thousands of Native Americans who fell victim to the United States federal government's prejudice acts. Not only did the U.S. government take away their freedom and rights, even though it states in the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is in the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Which in my eyes, that's what the Native Americans were trying to do, alter and or abolish it. But they treated the Native Americans without equality. So 92 years later, President Andrew Johnson sent a message to Congress announcing that the 14th Amendment had been sent to the states for ratification. The 14th Amendment was created to give equality to all people born or naturalized in the United States. Even though racism is still a very big issue in today's society, I feel Crazy Horse had a huge impact in his efforts to expand the ideals. I mean, why else would they be building a monument in his honor? Kaysen, why don't you tell us about your Native American war leader?
Red Cloud was born close to the forks of the Platte River near the modern-day city of the North Platte, Nebraska, in the year of 1822. No one really knew the actual date because all the people from that time are dead. His mother walks as she thinks, as an Oglala Lakota, and his father, Lone Man, was a brutal Lakota leader. Red Cloud was mentored as a boy by his maternal uncle, Old Chief Smoke, who played a major role in his childhood. He was one of the most capable American Indian opponents that the United States Army faced in his mission to occupy the Western Territories, leading a successful campaign in 1866-68 known as Red Cloud's War over control to the Powder River Country in northeastern Wyoming and southern Montana. The largest action of the war was the Fetterman Fight, with an 81 Army soldiers killed, and was the worst military defeat suffered by the Army on the Great Plains until the Battle of the Little Bighorn 10 years later. As you can see, Red Cloud fought in many of the same wars as Crazy Horse in order to end encroachment by white American settlers on Native American territory. The United States government took away the Native freedom rights and they didn't treat them with equality. Keegan said earlier, I feel Red Cloud had a big impact in the efforts to expand the ideals. Thank you.
concludes our first episode of Native American War Leaders on The Light Show. I'm Keegan, and remember, change doesn't happen with one person, but it takes one to start.